So, but I want to share with you, if you've heard my heart over the last few months, the one thing that keeps coming out is the word discipleship. And it really, it's a command from Jesus. And we went over that passage last week. The four of you that were here last week, while the rest of you were enjoying God's creation somewhere. But we explored that passage that Jesus talks about, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. And he says, go and make disciples. And that really has been a heart's cry in me of, we don't need to overcomplicate church or add anything. Jesus has told us what to do. Go and make disciples. And one of the things that we want to do here at Journey is here on Sunday mornings, of course, we're going to share the word of God. We're going to pray together. We're going to sing together. I love singing together, by the way. Some of you are a little off tune, but Jesus loves you anyway. It's okay. The Bible does say make a joyful noise, and you fit in that category. But I love coming together and sharing the word and just talking before and after service. I love that. And then on Wednesday nights, one of the things that have been coming up in our leadership meetings that we've had is people have been talking about two things over and over, family and community. And being a part of a group of people that care about you. And one of the things that we want to do is how could we link studying God's word and being in community together as a church? And we're going to launch something. We're doing it a little bit of faith. Church our size, we're going, okay, how are we going to pull this off? But we're going forward with this. And we're going to be doing, beginning not next Wednesday, but the next Wednesday, one, a community dinner of anybody who wants to come. We're going to throw food at you. And it's donation basis. If you don't have money, that doesn't matter. We want you to come and break bread with us. And then we're going to go from that into a time of going through God's word together. And it's very conversational what we're going to be doing. It's called the Bible Engagement Project. And you've heard me kind of mention that before. We're going to show a video in just a second. What I love about this resource is, number one, it's free. Big fan of free. Our Assemblies of God National Office wants to invest in local churches. And I can tell you from years of doing this, curriculum is not cheap. I take that back. Good curriculum is not cheap. Okay, there's free out there, and there's a reason it's free usually. But the Assemblies of God said, hey, we're going to invest in the local church, and we believe in discipleship. And we're going to partner with them and use this resource that they're giving to the local church for free. And I want to just show this video, kind of the passion behind it, how important it is that we get into the Word of God together as a church. If you guys want to go ahead and play that, go for it.
The world is always changing. It's been that way from the beginning. Empires come and go. The lines of nations are redrawn and reformed. But through these centuries of change and chaos, there is a book, a story, that has persevered through it all. The Bible endures. 66 books. One epic story woven through the lives of men and women who have given their faith and their future to the promises written in these pages. But it's more than just a book, more than just their story. It's your story too. For it is the voice of God for them and for you. Having a Bible in your home isn't enough. You have to engage it. Engage these words with an expectation of hearing from God. Join us as we walk through this biblical story, engaging and trusting the Spirit to work that change in our lives and in our church. Listen.
Now, I know some of you grew up with a phone with the cord attached to it. A few of you. I did. Our house had a 60-foot cord, I'm pretty sure. And that was a lot of fun. I'd take it to the bathroom. If you have a smartphone with you this morning, I want you to hold it up. Okay. If not everyone has to do this, I'm just saying it's a resource that's available to us, okay? There's this thing on there called Facebook. our church has a Facebook page. How many of you knew that? How many of you knew? How many of you like us and follow us on? How many of you like us? How many of you follow us on Facebook? Okay, all right, five of us. So here's what I want you to do. Okay, is there was a post that we put on there yesterday, giving you some directions. What I love about this resource, this walk through the Bible that we're going to be doing together as a church on Wednesdays, it's very conversational. Number one. We want to get people talking about God's word together after we break bread together and eat together. It's a very conversational walk through the Bible that we're going to be doing. And if you have a smartphone, you're on Facebook, there's going to be some directions on our church Facebook page, Journey Church the Flathead. You go on there. And it's going to tell you to go download the Bible Engagement Project app on your phone. I think you can do that on an Android as well. I'm not sure. If you go on there, you download that. On the Facebook post, it has our church code on it. And you can type that code in, and it's going to take you to the lesson plan that we're going to be doing together. You can go online, and you can look at all of our lessons that we're going to be doing for the next 3 years, if you're that ambitious. If you're not, you can just look at week one. And you can see all the videos that we're going to be doing. You can look at all the questions that we're going to be doing. It just gives you a heads up on everything we're going to be teaching ahead of time. And what I love about this is we're going to be teaching the same content in the adult small groups that we're going to be having, in the youth small groups that we're going to be having, and in the kids small groups that we're going to be having downstairs. I'm excited for this. And we're going to do this together. One of the things that came up is, man, how do you get to know people at Journey Church? This is going to be a great opportunity to get to know people here at Journey. Eat together. Some of us, when we all sit at dinner, nobody says a thing, right? I know that. We're too busy shoving food in our mouths. And by the way, somebody just joined. I just saw that. Oh, thank you, Vicky Workus. That's pretty cool. Okay. I know these things. All right. So some of you are signing up as we speak. I love it. Okay. And it's going to be a great way for us just to get to know each other and go through God's word together. What I was saying before I got rudely interrupted by Vicky was, you know, sometimes it was at the dinner table. We're too busy shoving our mouths to say anything. That's why we're going to wait till after you eat to go through the Bible study together, but we're gonna be doing that and just praying. The thing for me is, as a pastor, is I wanna be able to say as a church, hey, we're moving forward together as a church in our walk with Jesus. And no matter what stage of your walk with Jesus that you're in, you know what? We're doing this together. I love doing Christian life together. God never meant for us to live Christian life alone. And some of us, and I'll be honest, I'm guilty of this, I tend to like to lone wolf my Christian walk. Tend to. And a lot of people are that way, and I know that my life is better when I walk with Jesus together with other people. And so we're going to be starting that on the 18th. Everybody say the 18th of September. We're going to throw food at you. And this is free to the community. So if you would, even on your Facebook page, guys, if you would share this on your Facebook page, hey, this is coming, because we want the community to come to this. And one of the best ways that I've learned over the years is, yeah, we can do a big, huge church event. I've seen those. I've been a part of them my whole life. And what we've seen in our culture, the more big, giant church events churches do, the less what we call return on investment we see. Where we see people coming to Jesus is through relationship with people. And so talk to the people that you're connected with. That you might not go to a service on Sunday, but maybe you would come eat some food with us. I mean, I even thought about doing that on Sunday mornings, just serving pizza during the service. Just be up here, get your pizza. You know, there's something about food that connects people with each other. Just does. So we're going to be starting that. And if you would, on your Facebook pages, please share that. This morning, if we would cut the light, if those of you that are live streaming with us, we're going to cut the rest of this because we've got some guest speakers that we just want to protect their identity online as they share this morning. We've got some guests. Let me know when that's cut, guys. At the end of the service today, we're going to be doing a love offering, so I want you to be prepared for that. Whenever